very devoted to you and would and he goes out of his way to say that of course whatever happens I want to, if I do end up going, I want to go with the no fuss and at least make no difficulty for the present. He said, I realize it'll create problems and so forth, but I certainly don't want to add to them. And yet, in the next minute, he's of two minds about it. That's all I can say. And I think if he felt that you wanted him to stay, I think he'd want to stay.
And that's what you'd recommend.
That's what I'd recommend for not just blindly. I know that there are pluses and minuses on this thing, and there are certainly pluses and minuses as far as I'm concerned. I got fellows like Russell looking down my throat, and of course Patman and everybody, and they all I get damned from one side and damned from the other. But I look at it in terms of the
your friend Gore.
Sir?
And your friend Gore.
My friend's up there.
He looked the other night, he just looked mean as hell. Everything I said, he just looked like a son of a bitch. And I just kept on till I hit that easy money, and he started smiling. But I was surprised that Martin would think that I was being mean with him and saying I genuinely seek their cooperation. I earnestly seek it. I was seeking everybody's.
Yeah,
Austin, the Republicans, everybody else.
But you know, these fellows keep calling him up, and some of them ought to know better, really. He's not telling me who they are, but I can have my own guess.
Who are the bankers?
I don't know. They're bankers by and large. And he says some of the other people are upset up over there too. He won't mention any names because he don't talk. He never talks about his colleagues. But I don't know. You might just pick up the phone and talk to, say, a fellow like Bob Anders. Just see how he read that thing. I read it just the way you meant it, I think. That sure you wanted their cooperation, sure you were speaking, but it wasn't in a mean way. You said just before that money conditions were easing and interest rates were coming down, and you wanted to continue it that way. And it was in that context. I mean, it's one thing if you say, if you're going down one street and another fellow is going in the opposite direction, and you say you want his cooperation, that means you want the son of a bitch to change his mind and fly right. But you weren't putting it in that context. You were putting it in the context that we were, in effect, going down the same road together, and you were bespeaking their continued cooperation in that along that path. And I didn't see a bit of difference in what you were saying then and what you said on September the 8th in your message, because and that sentence went into the message, and I'll quote it to you: I have been assured that every effort is being made to detect any easing of inflationary pressures in order that monetary policy can be adjusted quickly and adequately to maintain stable and sustainable economic growth. Well, every sophisticated fellow in the country, under the heading up above, which read, I urge the Federal Reserve Board in executing its policy of monetary restraint and our large commercial banks to cooperate with the President of the Congress to lower interest rates and to ease the inequitable burden of tight money. Well, having said that on September the 8th, this statement seems to me to be a mild expression of the fact that what you
said on
September the 8th, they're now doing. So I think people are either making trouble or just are unduly sensitive on this score, and I wouldn't let that part of it bother me too much. Although I think it does bother Bill. I think
well, we'll straighten it out if it does, and I will if he calls me, and if he doesn't, I'll call him.
All right.
Thank you, and let me know anything else. You got any new stuff on your revenues or letdowns or anything of that kind?
No, sir.
Anything on your balance of payments? Is that about where you think it is?
Yes, sir, but I am going to give you an analysis of it. The truth of the matter about that balance of payments is that I've been using some very heavy dollar diplomacy, as you know, over the past past year. So
sure do.
it isn't as rosy as we...
No, but I think maybe we ought to figure out what you think. I ought to tell Trowbridge after Connor gets out. We'll announce it in the next day or two, and I think we ought to have an understanding with him what you want to do about it. I'm perfectly willing to put everything right in Treasury, and I believe you'll be tough.
Well,
and cooperative, too, and I think you've got the weapons over there. If you just let them take a look at it, at Surrey and at Cohen and at yourself, I think that you can get a little cooperation.
Well, they look at Surrey and they look at...
They know you're going to be testifying. They want a moderate policy, and I don't think they ought to be mad about this damn little old 6%. Hell,
oh,
I noticed a guy, $10,000, pays $67,
yeah.
$5 a month.
Well, I've got Surrey working on those tables you asked for, and I think they'll...
Well, did you get that? A guy, I may be wrong, but a guy that's got a wife, two kids, gets $10,000 a year income, pays $67 a year. And that's $5 a month.
That's right.
That's a hell of a thing, $10,000, God almighty. And these poor kids out there don't get $1,000.
No, and no, this thing is really a fly speck as far as the individuals are concerned, and as far as the corporations are concerned, it's not at all difficult. I'd like to send you, if you'd like to read it, just what one very sharp analyst for, he happens to be the economist for Sydney's. Goldman Sachs, implications of the tax proposal.
Yeah, I wish you would.
The day afterwards, Sydney sent it to me, and you can see what he says about the effect on corporations. He says, the direct impact on corporations paying the full 48% rate would be a reduction in after-tax earnings of about 2.8% for the calendar year 67 and 5.5% for 68. For oils, banks, insurance companies, and others paying an effective rate less than 48%, the impact would be correspondingly reduced.
Send it then.
I'll send it over.
Thank you.